This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Friday appeared to walk back President Joe Biden's statement a day earlier that the United States is committed to defending Taiwan should it come under Chinese attack. Psaki said during the daily news briefing Friday that the president was not announcing any change in policy. She said the U.S. defense relationship with Taiwan is guided by the Taiwan Relations Act, which says the United States will provide arms for Taiwan to maintain a sufficient self-defense capability. It does not say the U.S. would intervene militarily to protect Taiwan in the event of a Chinese attack. President Biden said Thursday night at a CNN town hall meeting that the United States had a commitment to defend Taiwan if needed. Biden's comment prompted a warning from Beijing Friday morning that the U.S. should refrain from encouraging Taiwanese independence. Beijing considers Taiwan a breakaway province and has vowed to reclaim it by force if necessary. A Texas law barring most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy will be allowed to stand while the U.S. Supreme Court waits to hear oral arguments in the case in November. The High Court announced Friday that it will hear oral arguments in the case starting November 1st on whether the federal government can sue Texas over the law. AP reports the Texas law, which has been in effect since September, has reduced the number of abortions in Texas by 80%. The U.S. Department of Justice filed a suit over the law after an attempt to put the law on hold brought by abortion providers was rejected by the court. The Texas abortion law is unique in that it gives private citizens the right to sue anyone who performs or exists in an abortion. VOA News. 11 Nigerian security personnel died in an ambush against a regional prefix motorcade near the country's border with Burkina Faso on Wednesday. That's according to the Interior Ministry on Friday. The ministry's toll was higher than the deaths reported by local officials. The attack by suspected jihadists on the convoy transporting the Benguelara district prefect was the first against government officials in Tillaberi. It is part of the tri-border zone between Niger, Burkina Faso, and Mali, known for high levels of attacks by jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State, especially attacks against civilians. The ministry said in a statement that 10 National Guard personnel and one gendarme died, and three more people had been wounded. Two National Guard vehicles were burnt. Another was damaged by the unidentified assailants who used rifles and rocket launchers, according to the ministry. The United States is monitoring reports that militants aligned with Boko Haram are taking over communities in north-central Nigeria. Officials in Nigeria's Niger state have been warning of Boko Haram activity for months, recently claiming that the group's fighters are present in more than 500 villages across eight of the state's 25 wards. But U.S. officials are leery of drawing any conclusions given the fast-evolving terror landscape, which has seen the fortunes of Boko Haram and its Islamic State-aligned rival IS West Africa rise and fall multiple times over the past several months. The UN's independent human rights expert on North Korea warned Friday that the country is facing a worsening hunger crisis due to COVID-19, and children, the elderly, and prisoners may be at particular risk of starvation. UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in North Korea, Tomas Ohei Quintana, told reporters Friday that even before the pandemic, more than 40% of the people were food insecure, many suffering from malnourishment and stunted growth. Following the outbreak of the pandemic in early 2020, North Korea closed its border and has strictly enforced it and imposed travel restrictions between cities and regions, leaving people without jobs and goods. In his report Friday to the UN General Assembly Committee that deals with human rights issues, Quintana said there are shortages of essential medicines and medical supplies that come from neighboring China. He said North Koreans should not have to choose between the fear of hunger and the fear of COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.